USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New Zealand's Prime Minister says Friday's deadly attack on two mosques can only be described as a terrorist attack. Three people have been arrested and one man has been charged with murder. At least 49 people were killed and many others were wounded in the mass shooting. President of the Security Studies Group, Jim Hansen, on this terrorist attack.
It's horrific. It's hard to even imagine the mentality that decides I want to not just slaughter a bunch of people because of my obscene beliefs, but I want to broadcast that to the world in the hopes of creating a race war, which was his avowed goal. And I think it's horrific.
Presidential hopefuls on the Democratic side continue to crisscross America, including Robert O'Rourke, who's spending 3 days in Iowa. A new Gallup poll out shows that 41% of Americans polled disapprove of Congresswoman Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Sourcecom score total visits.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Anyone applying for a job needs to be very careful about who they use as a reference. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
That's the advice from account temps following a survey it conducted that determined that references carry as much weight in the American hiring process as anything else. In fact, of the nearly 3,000 managers surveyed, about a third of them said they did pass on hiring people after checking references. Managers suggest offering references before the prospective employer even requests them, and always ask contacts in advance prior to using them as a reference. And you should send a thank you note to everyone who agrees to be a reference for you.
Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is one of the top 10 in U.S. history, with the jackpot approaching $500 million. Now, if you were to take the cash option, you would get just over $300 million. The drawing is set for Saturday night, just before 11 o'clock Eastern time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The DNC recently announced they would be holding their convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, is that a good idea or not, as Wisconsin was a battleground state in 2016 that President Trump won by just over 22,000 votes? I had a chance to sit down and chat with Victor Davis Hanson. Now, he's the author of a new book titled The Case for Trump. He's not sure if it's such a wise idea for the Democrats to head to Wisconsin.
I don't know if that's so wise by Mr. Perez, because what he's basically saying is I'm going to ostensibly go into the swing state country that will decide the 2020 election, and I'm going to showcase the Democratic Party. But that can be a double-edged sword. Right in the middle of Wisconsin, for 4 or 5 nights, people in that state and nearby Michigan and not that far away Ohio are going to see firsthand people get up on that stage and say, we have to have abortion all the way to infanticide. And they're going to say, we need reparations. They're going to say, we need to get rid of ICE. We need to cancel debt. We need Medicare for everybody. So, and they will say that. I'm not saying they're going to endorse everyone as a plank, but there's going to be, and then when somebody adds a resolution about anti-Semitism or protection for Jewish interests or, you know, support for Israel, they'll do it. They'll boo. We know they'll boo. Because that's what the party, where the party is, and that's going to be broadcast right in the middle of Purple State America. So it might have been wiser to go somewhere else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.